Welcome to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small, your source for the latest hunting and fishing information. Brought to you by LakeLink, your online fishing resource at lake-link.com.
Outdoors Radio is also brought to you by Professional Hearing Care, LLC of Mauston, La Crosse, Westby, Fitchburg, and Green Bay. PROFHearingCare.com. By Blaine's Farm and Fleet, serving Wisconsin, Illinois, Iowa, and Michigan with 45 locations and everything you need for life in the Midwest. Shop online anytime at farmandfleet.com. By Huntworth Gear, engineered for performance and available at Blaine's Farm and Fleet and other retailers, huntworthgear.com. And by Beast Gear, industry leaders in lightweight climbing sticks and tree stands, an efficient mobile hunting system that maximizes portability and durability, huntingbeastgear.com. I'm Dan Small. Today, fall fun in Florence County, king salmon fishing off Sheboygan on Lake Michigan, and advice for grouse hunting. All that and more coming up on Outdoors Radio, so stay right there. If you're ever in a motor vehicle accident, call Hupie and Abraham, named Best Personal Injury Law Firm by the Wisconsin Law Journal year after year. The firm of Hupie and Abraham has collected more than $1 billion for its clients. In fact, they collect millions of dollars every month for hundreds of satisfied clients. Call the firm voted best and rated best, Hupie and Abraham, 800-800-5678, or visit Hupie.com. And all 11 offices of Hupie and Abraham in Wisconsin, Iowa, and Illinois are open for business. Jeff Kelm is on the road this week. He's in Marinette for a National Walleye Tour tournament. We'll get his report on that next week. Well, I spent Labor Day weekend at home getting caught up and then ran up to Sawyer County on Labor Day itself, where I met my son John and Bimbo Gifford to fish the Chippewa River for bass and muskies. John was rowing his new Hyde drift boat. He bought it used, and he cleaned it up, and it's pretty slick for fishing rivers. The water was low, and we were preparing for the upcoming Treeland's Premier Muskie Fly Fishing Championship later this month. We took turns rowing, and they gave me the last and easiest segment of the trip, and still I bumped into a few rocks and put a few more scratches on John's boat. We saw two sturgeon. One of them jumped clean out of the water. Another one was just kind of hanging out in shallow water. We saw two other big fish that we were pretty sure were muskies, several bass, had a few short strikes, but the only fish we boated was a 17.5-inch walleye that I caught on a muskie fly tied for me by Matthew Crawford of the Rambler Angler and Blade Company in South Carolina. I met him at the Outdoor Writers Association of America conference in Chattanooga last month, and he tied up a bushy fly that I told him I would use, and I would take a picture of any fish I caught on it. And so, Matt, this one's for you, as they say. I used it off and on with some of Mike's flies and some of the Puglisi flies that I really like to use. At any rate, that was the only fish we boated. It was my first walleye on a fly, so that was kind of memorable. Coming up, Charter Captain Dumper Dan Welsh reports on the progress of the Chinook Salmon Fall spawning run on Lake Michigan off Sheboygan. Eric Prince invites us to enjoy fall activities in Florence County. And Rough Grouse Society Forest Conservation Director John Steigerwald offers advice for grouse hunting. All that and more coming up on Outdoors Radio.
We see you out there doing things your way. So why do you buy from the same retail giants as everyone else when you could be getting the same trusted products you want and need at the lowest possible prices from a family-owned company you can be proud to shop with? Be an original and head to Blaine's Farm and Fleet to find value on the things you value, in-store or online, with convenient same-day delivery or drive-through pickup, right here at Blaine's Farm and Fleet. Be an original.
Let us be your guide, Florence County, Wisconsin.
Plan some trail riding fun in Florence County. Try the 17-acre ATV park with hills, mud puddles, and dunes near Fisher Lake. Hike to 3 waterfalls from Trail F5, 60-foot breakwater falls, 22-foot LaSalle Falls, and Washburn Falls. Camping options include several ATV-UTV-friendly campgrounds. Come take a ride. For more info, go to the Recreation tab at exploreflorencecounty.com.
Outdoor Radio is brought to you by Beast Gear. industry leaders in lightweight mobile hunting climbing sticks, tree stands, and accessories. Our patented tree stands are forged from a solid billet of aluminum, creating an ultra-lightweight and efficient mobile hunting system that maximizes portability and durability. Stop watching missed opportunities from a distance. Get mobile with Beast Gear climbing sticks, tree stands, and accessories at huntingbeastgear.com.
Since our inception, Huntworth has worked relentlessly to incorporate innovative technologies and forward-thinking design into affordable camouflage apparel. Our gear, designed with the Disruption Camo pattern, utilizes computer-generated graphics featuring a high level of random and abstract visual noise to help you remain undetected in the environment. So whether you need the latest in hunting gear technology or clothing that just simply fits your lifestyle, Huntworth gear is what you're looking for. HuntworthGear.com. That's HuntworthGear.com.
Pappas Trading Post is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission archery retailer. Located just west of Arena on Highway 14, they have a full-service pro shop, a 40-yard indoor range, a large selection of archery accessories, and a full assortment of Matthews apparel. Their expert staff can tune your bow for top performance. Gear up for bow season at Pappas Trading Post. Look for the two giant arrows and stop at Pappas Trading Post on Highway 14 west of Arena or visit PappasTradingPost.com.
Welcome back to your source for the latest hunting and fishing information. Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. Well, it's time for another Lake Michigan fishing report brought to you by Dumper Dan's Sport Fishing Charters, Condos, and Riverfront Store on South Pier Drive in Sheboygan. And you can find him on the web at DumperDan.com. Don't forget to check out his Facebook page, Dumper Dan's Sport Fishing Charters, for photos, videos, and every fishing report enhanced with photos and videos, every one we do for Outdoors Radio. This week's report is also brought to you by Rupp's Supper Club on Washington Avenue in Cleveland, Cleveland, Wisconsin. Now, don't go to Ohio for dinner. You can find them on Facebook at Rupp's on Washington. Well, joining us once again is Charter Captain Dumper Dan Welsh. Well, Dan, welcome back, and thanks for joining us.
Hey, great to be back, Dan. Fall is in the air, and the king salmon are biting, and it's been a lot of fun, let me tell you. We boats out every day here, and weather's been in our favor as well.
Well, that's wonderful. Now, the kings are close to shore, are they?
Yeah. Currently, the last few days, we've had my Dumper Dan fleet of boats fish out in front, which is normal for this time of year. And we've kind of been waiting for this, Dan, as you know. I mean, we've, over the years, you and I have fished in that area. We filmed TV shows and did radio and all sorts of good things in that Sheboygan Harbor area. It's just outside the pierheads we're fishing. We're in Lake Michigan, but just outside the harbor mouth area. And that's where these kings come to congregate to go up the river to spawn in September, October. So that's where we're targeting right now and fishing and trolling through there and catching them. And they're good size and they're fun to catch and they fight hard and they're big. One of our favorite times of year too. It really is. And it's just a great area to target, you know, come September here.
Yeah, for sure. Now, the cohos come in to spawn after the kings. Are they so late in spawning that you're out of the water by then?
A lot of times we are. Over the 40 years I've been doing this, there's been quite a few years we stayed in the water, our charter boats, till the middle to end of part of October. But recently, for the last maybe decade or 15 years, give or take, the weather's been really breezy in the fall season, so you know, we pull out the end of September and get the boats tucked away. But on a calm day, if you got a trailer boat and you want to go target these fish and well into October, you can. And cohos, you're right, they come in last. They're big in size and they're silver in color. They run about a 10 to 12 pound average. You could catch one up to 15, 16 pounds on the cohos, but that's usually October. Right now, the males and female kings come in and you'll see them jumping in the river. You'll see them jumping in the harbor. Guys on the pier will catch them. Guys on shore will catch them. And also us, our boat anglers, charter boats and private boats. Fun time of year. Go after these fish. Have a ball. I mean, it's fun and they fight hard and they're right there. You can almost see them.
Yeah.
It's that easy.
Yeah. Yeah. It's exciting. I fished with you many times in the harbor in September. Mm-hmm. And if you want to tackle a big king, this is the time to do it. Now, do you have openings? We're looking at the end of the season here. We got about 3 weeks left.
We do. We ran really strong through August, right up in the Labor Day weekend, but right now in September. We have openings. I've been kind of keying more on mornings and afternoons lately. The morning bite's been great. The afternoon lately has not been as good. Definitely try and get some morning trips in with us. We do have openings here in September. Give me a call, 920-377-1147. We do leave right before sunrise in the dark. Like this morning, boats left at 5 a.m. and it was dark till 5:30, and we catch them right away. Then also the evening bite, we'll fish till about 8:30 at night and get the tail end of the evening too. We are out on the water every day, but we do have a boat open here and there throughout September. So 920-377-1147. Give me a call.
Okay. And we are recording this on Wednesday this week, and you have a corporate group out today, don't you?
We do. They have four of my boats booked for the morning. And they all came into the store, you know, early, had coffee, donuts, breakfast sandwiches. We did a brief little meeting. It was a lot of fun. We got them on the boats at 5 a.m. and got them out. We do a lot of corporate events. We do families, private events, you know, guys, gals, fishing, what have you. But a lot more corporates the last few years. And that's really good to see.
I know we have a lot of businessmen, especially in the Milwaukee area, who listen to this show. So maybe it's something they'd take advantage of. And some of them actually come up and stay in your condos, too, before they fish, right?
Oh, they do. Yeah, they'll come the night before, even just from Milwaukee, an hour away. But it's kind of nice to make a mini vacation out of it, you know, stay the night before. We have a patio deck right on the riverfront, music on, stores open. We have a grill there. You can grill out or walk to any restaurant, get dinner, come back, go fishing the next morning. And very convenient. And also, Dan, keep in mind, winter months, our condos are available during the winter months. Them are monthly stays, anywhere from a month to up to 6 months. Where in the summer, they're evening to evening. You know, every day is a turnaround on people with the fishing guests. But if you're looking for a place to stay corporate again, you want to rent the condo for the whole winter or for a month or two for your employees or your clients, give me a call. We got really good accommodations here, nice, clean, affordable condos on the Sheboygan River.
And what can folks do besides just relax if they are staying in your condos when you're not fishing?
Again, walking distance to pretty much everything. You've got about 8 different restaurants, pubs, and grills. And just relax. I mean, there's really no fishing going on. But you're right, you know, downtown Sheboygan, right on the river. And you got the water park across the street at Blue Harbor. That's fun to do with family and kids. Supper clubs, Lino's is right down from us. And right next to us is the Pizza Bistro. And just a nice area to be in. It really is. And to have a condo right there is just so easy and quick and fun to stay in, you know, over the winter months.
Yeah. Well, you mentioned supper clubs, and of course the second sponsor this week is Rupp's Supper Club, Rupp's on Washington in Cleveland. What can you tell us about them?
Oh, great place. I mean, outstanding food. I've been going there for years. New owners, they've been there a while now, but they're doing a phenomenal job. They took over, you know, Larry's place at Rupp's, and they are doing, husband-wife team are doing an excellent, excellent job. They kept up all the standards of what Larry had there, even up and beyond that. Jenny and I, my family, we eat there quite often. We send a lot of customers there, and it is 10 miles north of Sheboygan. It's not Cleveland, Ohio.
Right.
Cleveland, Wisconsin. I like the way you started that. It's a nice little village and just north of town by 10 miles and a nice little getaway for a nice dinner. I like the halibut there. I like the ribeye. I obviously like the tenderloin steak. They have everything. Great salad bar. Excellent old fashions. Definitely a place to check out. Very busy place as well.
And your shop is right there. That's where your boats go in the winter, right?
Yeah, I'm 2 blocks from Rupp's on Washington. I have a big 60 by 125 heated storage building on an acre of land, and that's where my boats go, and we work on them all winter. And I'll take my guys over there, and we'll have dinner over there, too, quite often. It's not too far from Lake Michigan. It's Hyka Bay is a good area right in there, too, Cleveland Hyka Bay, if you ever heard of that.
Yep.
Very popular little place. And another thing, Dan, is they just put the signage up this year. Cleveland did make just about all roads. There's 2 roads that are not in the Cleveland Village area accessible to side-by-sides and ATV travel. So that's really cool. And you can go north to Manitowoc, west to Keel, down to the lake, the Hyka Bay, to Rupp's, that whole area on a side-by-side or an ATV.
So someone could stay in your condos, trailer an ATV up to Cleveland, eat at Rupp's, travel around through the trails, and go back and stay in your condo again.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. Trailer on in, and there's places to unload and go and have fun on your machine. Just something a little different to do. There's no trails open because of the cornfields and soybean farm fields, but all the blacktop roads are, and, and it's a lot of fun. Jenny and I just went for a ride the other day and ran north of town, and you saw deer and saw turkeys and all sorts of stuff. So it was really relaxing. It really is for the little village of Cleveland. A lot of fun.
Cool. Well, Dan, we're going to let you go, and we'll do at least one more report here. We usually do a wrap-up and maybe more in the fall, but I would assume the king fishing is going to keep going and just really get strong in the next couple of weeks, so we'll talk to you again about that.
Absolutely, and in the meantime, check out our Facebook page for pictures of them fall fish as they come in, as we catch them. Again, 920-377-1147 for condo reservations, charter fishing, and we have a month of that left yet, and we're looking forward to this fall season.
Fantastic. Well, Dan, we'll talk to you in a couple of weeks.
You bet. Thank you.
You're quite welcome, folks. That was Dumper Dan Welsh, the owner of Dumper Dan's Sport Fishing Charters, Condos, and Riverfront Store. He's located on South Pier Drive in Sheboygan. You can find him on the web at DumperDan.com. And don't forget the Facebook page, Dumper Dan's Sport Fishing Charters, for photos, videos, and this report every time we record one. And this week's second sponsor, Rupps on Washington in Cleveland, Wisconsin. You can find him on Facebook at Rupps on Washington. I'm Dan Small. More Outdoors Radio right after this.
Listen to More Outdoors Radio online at dansmalloutdoors.com. Welcome back to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. The Ruffed Grouse and American Woodcock Societies have been improving forest habitat for these and other species for more than 60 years. You can learn more at ruffedgrousesociety.org. And with the ruffed grouse season opening next weekend, I thought we should talk with John Steigerwalt again and get an update. He's the Western Great Lakes Forest Conservation Director for Ruffed Grouse Society and American Woodcock Society, and he joins us from somewhere in northern Wisconsin. John, welcome back. Thanks for joining us again.
Good to be back, Dan, from booming Spooner, Wisconsin.
Okay, sometimes you're on the road, so I didn't want to drop a pin on your map, but there you are, in Spooner. Now, you are kind of in the heart of grouse country. For me, anything north of Highway 8 is grouse country.
That I am. I like to think that I'm split between the two grouse hunting meccas of Park Falls, Wisconsin, and Grand Rapids, Minnesota.
Uh-huh. So this time of year, grouse hunters obviously are chomping at the bit, and their dogs hopefully are in good condition. What should they be doing now if they've got a few days before the season opens next weekend?
Well, like you said, hopefully their dogs are in good condition, hopefully a little bit better condition than mine. Hopefully others have been getting the opportunity to take their dogs out, stretching their legs, getting them conditioned for some preseason work in time for the rough grouse hunting season, because if you've ever hunted rough grouse before, you know that it's a lot of brush and bushwhacking. It's definitely not for the faint of heart chasing after rough grouse in your favorite covers. So hopefully we've had an opportunity to get out, but, you know, early season is often tough for a lot of hunters. The leaves are still on the trees. The rough grouse broods are breaking up. They're dispersing, so you can definitely get into a lot of birds, but it's oftentimes really hard to connect with those birds. So I like to think of the peak of rough grouse hunting season in the Northwoods. We're talking first couple of weeks of October. Even now, we're still into a good period of time where, you know, you can get onto some birds, training your dogs, maybe connect on a few shots if you haven't had time to train already. But that aside, now's the time of year where scouting is also really good thing to be doing, thinking about where you're going to be spending your time in your covers, chasing after rough grouse and woodcock. Cause of course the habitat for rough grouse that we talk about so frequently on your show is very ephemeral. Ephemeral meaning that it's short lived. There's quick turnover. Rough grouse this time of year are utilizing really young forests, primarily aspen in Northwoods. But that aspen quickly ages out of use by rough grouse. So one thing that your very astute hunters will go and do is scout new covers constantly each year as their favorite spots to go in previous years age out, so to speak, to become too old or too large of trees to hold numbers of rough grouse.
I know how I look for young forest, but what do you do?
I like to break out scouting to two different methods, and I think they're best kind of used together. Thankfully, nowadays, we have a lot of great tools online. And so I like to break out the first bit of scouting that folks should think about doing is e-scouting or electronic scouting. Looking at aerial photographs, maps, or other online resources to help determine where they might be spending their time this fall in the woods. You can start by thinking about your base camp. You know, are you going to be going through a guide service, staying at the cabin, or are you fortunate enough like myself to live in the North Woods where you might just be exploring a couple adjacent counties for spots that you're going to be pursuing grouse in this fall? And so you could use tools like even just Google Maps to help find areas, you know, drive times, distances to different locations. You can look at some of the aerial photographs. They're not very helpful on Google Maps, but you're usually restricted to one aerial photograph. That's where I would bump up that by going onto some of the individual county websites. So a lot of your counties in northern Wisconsin have forestry departments, and you could actually go to those forestry department websites and look at maybe some of the past timber sales that were done in those counties and figure out what time were those harvests conducted to think about, well, it's going to take approximately 5 years after that timber harvest start being more heavily used by rough grouse. So you can kind of build back from some of those maps. The Wisconsin County Forest Association, which is the association of a bunch of different county forests in Wisconsin, actually hosts a site that you can visit on their website or page you can visit that houses a bunch of rough grouse hunting area maps for the county forest system in the state of Wisconsin. So you can look at actually dedicated rough grouse hunting areas in Wisconsin, print off maps to go visit those sites. You're going to find that those dedicated rough grouse hunting areas, or RGMAs as we call them, do get heavily used. They're areas that are specifically managed for rough grouse in the Great Lakes region, and that does mean that they get used very heavily. I like to think of them as areas to go either early season, pre-season, to do training with my dogs, areas to bring out new hunters to teach them what rough grouse hunting covers look like. I think they're a great place to start if you're just thinking about getting into rough grouse hunting. Try to find some of those RGMAs, and then you can start to think about what those age classes of different forests look like, the age class of aspen looks like, and what your primary covers are going to look like. Beyond that, the state of Wisconsin has what they call F-Flight. So you can go to the Wisconsin DNR website, type in F-Flight, and it'll bring you to a resource of recent timber harvests on public lands, on county and state lands. Those are other great resources to go to. Think about where you can do some of that e-scouting. All of these resources themselves are compiled in the Onyx app. And that's where I actually like to push people now. If you haven't had the opportunity to use Onyx Hunt before, Onyx Hunt is a great resource for a lot of hunters to do their e-scouting, as well as have something they can take in the field and navigate through those covers as they're hunting them. It's sort of like a Google Maps for hunting, and it has aerial photographs with individual boundaries of recent timber harvests on them, where you're more likely to find rough grouse and woodcock. But Onyx Hunt derives that information from F-Flight, from counties in terms of boundaries of public lands, but it puts it all and packages all into a really useful application for folks to take in the field. That's e-scouting. The other part of it that I would recommend people do is ground truthing.
Mm-hmm.
Don't just rely upon those maps. Don't just rely upon that e-scouting capability. Take those maps, take that Onyx Hunt app into the field, spend some time driving the forest roads, taking a look around and making sure that information is up to date, accurate, because nothing is going to hurt you more than driving way out to that distant cover where you have limited hours of daylight to hunt rough grouse to find out that maybe that information wasn't accurate, maybe it wasn't totally true, and maybe as you stretch your dog's leg, you'll find out, yeah, I'm not really seeing birds in this location. So spend some time actually ground truthing those covers, and I think that sets up a lot of people for a successful hunt in the fall.
Yeah, well, that's great advice. And, you know, the e-scouting now saves a lot of time. You know, my old-time technique was to call or visit the county forest departments and get their brochures. Many of them have maps, or had maps anyway, the printed maps. And sometimes walking trails or areas would have maps in a little kiosk, but now everything's virtually digital, so you can just download those maps and you got them. Well, now you've got an event coming up in 2 weeks that will cover a lot of the stuff we've talked about and more, don't you?
We do. So Rough Grouse Society, I believe it's our fifth or sixth year hosting Grouse Camp in Eagle River, Wisconsin at Trees for Tomorrow. That'll be the 19th to the 21st of September. That event is an event we open up for people to attend, get mentorship from our GS mentors and members about how to pursue rough grouse, find those rough grouse covers. We touch on navigating in the woods. We touch on selecting the right shotgun ammunition, as well as dog training and handling. On top of that, we also do talk about safety. But it's a great opportunity for those who maybe have never hunted rough grouse before. Maybe they've only pursued other birds like pheasant, or maybe they've never even pursued bird before. Maybe they're a deer hunter. But trying to get people initiated in the rough grouse covers. It's a great opportunity. You get to go out in the woods with those mentors, actually hunt rough grouse. We've got some great camaraderie planned for it, some campfire talks. We have a nice dinner that we put together, as well as some special events with it. Again, that's the 19th to the 21st in Wisconsin. We're looking for both attendees and volunteers for that event. So if you are a rough grouse hunter, you're thinking about giving back, we are looking for mentors as well. Those who are interested can go onto the Rough Grouse Society's website, roughgrousesociety.org, and navigate to our events page, and there you'll find more information about the Rough Grouse Camp. On top of the Wisconsin event, we also do have a similar event in Minnesota out of Ely. If you're interested in going to that one in Minnesota, that is the 3rd through the 5th of October.
We do have some Minnesota listeners because we have a couple stations over there, and some folks across the border do listen as well on our Wisconsin stations. I attended the very first Rough Grouse Camp in Eagle River, and we did a TV show on that for Outdoor Wisconsin. We did some hunting, and we were out with some young students from Stevens Point who had not hunted before, and that was a half a dozen years ago, so I would hope that some of them at least are avid hunters now. It is a great event, and as John mentioned, if you are interested in learning more about grouse hunting, or if you want to volunteer, check it out on the Rough Grouse Society website. Well, John, thanks so much. Good luck next week if you get out, and we will catch up with you again a little later in the season.
Yeah, good luck to all those who go out in the woods.
Thank you, John. Folks, that was John Steigerwald. He is the Western Great Lakes Forest Conservation Director for the Rough Grouse and American Woodcock Societies. And you can learn all about what we talked about here, including Grouse Camp, at roughgrousesociety.org. I'm Dan Small. More Outdoors Radio right after this.
Since our inception, Huntworth has worked relentlessly to incorporate innovative technologies and forward-thinking design into affordable camouflage apparel. Our gear, designed with the Disruption Camo pattern, utilizes computer-generated graphics featuring a high level of random and abstract visual noise to help you remain undetected in the environment. So whether you need the latest in hunting gear technology or clothing that just simply fits your lifestyle, Huntworth gear is what you're looking for. HuntworthGear.com. That's HuntworthGear.com.
Pappas Trading Post is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission archery retailer. Located just west of Arena on Highway 14, they have a full-service pro shop, a 40-yard indoor range, a large selection of archery accessories, and a full assortment of Matthews apparel. Their expert staff can tune your bow for top performance. Gear up for bow season at Pappas Trading Post. Look for the two giant arrows and stop at Pappas Trading Post on Highway 14 west of Arena or visit PappasTradingPost.com.
Hi, my name is Dr. Allie Anderson, an audiologist with professional hearing care. I myself know how much fun it is to be at deer camp, telling stories, and playing cards. However, when you have a hearing loss, it can be very difficult and taxing on the brain long term. If you or a loved one has been experiencing hearing loss or tinnitus, give our clinic a call at 608-292-4916 or go to profhearingcare.com to book a free consultation.
Enjoy the ultimate shooting experience at the Range of Richfield, your one-stop shop for all shooters. Just north of the Richfield Cabela's store on Helson Drive, the Range of Richfield offers 12 state-of-the-art 25-yard indoor shooting lanes for all pistol and common rifle loads, classes in home defense, basic handgun and concealed carry, a retail shop, trophy mount display, and more in a welcoming, family-friendly setting. Open daily except Monday to the public and members. Your ultimate shooting experience, therangewi.com.
Here's a message from our friends at Remy Battery in Milwaukee, Waukesha, Escanaba, and Houghton. As we continue strong into almost 100 years of providing our community with high-quality batteries, we want to thank all of our customers and friends we have made over the years. We invite you to visit our newest location on Sunset Drive in Waukesha, formerly Challenger Battery. We have batteries from the largest military crafts and industrial machinery to alkaline and the smallest hearing aids. Big and small, we have them all. Stop in for a free battery and electrical check before you hit the road, trails, or the waters. Don't forget to ask our sales representatives about volume pricing. Call Remy at 414-384-0340 or visit online at remybattery.com for all your battery and battery accessory needs.
For the nonprofit Ruffed Grouse Society, the well-being of the ruffed grouse and American woodcock is a special priority. But the Society's conservation work benefits more than just these two game birds. The organization's programs help a long list of other young forest wildlife, including songbirds that must have thick, brushy habitat to survive. For more information about forest wildlife habitat management, contact the Ruffed Grouse Society toll-free at 888-JOIN-RGS.
Welcome back to your source for the latest hunting and fishing information, Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. Florence County, Wisconsin invites you to explore thousands of acres of county, state, and national forest lands, plus wild rivers, ATV, UTV trails, and much more. You can learn all about outdoor recreational opportunities at exploreflorencecounty.com. And joining us now is the Director of Florence County Economic Development, and he is president of the Florence County Chamber of Commerce as well, Eric Prince. Eric, welcome back to Outdoors Radio. Thanks for joining us again.
Hey, Dan. Always nice to catch up.
Well, you've had a busy summer, I understand. It's flown by for most of us. How was it for you?
I don't remember much of it. It went by that fast. We had a lot of stuff going on, everything from the challenges with road construction right through to just a lot of people coming through. The new businesses, they've doubled up on the amount of food that they're bringing in and the number of people that are coming through. I have new businesses that want to expand now, and that's countywide.
Yeah.
That's not just in Florence. So we've seen some really good things happen here this year.
Fantastic. Now, I didn't ask you this as we were prepping, but your brother came and brought his son, and you, the three of you, did a comedy night. How did that go?
We did. It's the 100th anniversary of the Bromart Theater in Iron Mountain. And we did a fundraiser for the Florence Volunteer Fire Department. It went good. Everybody really enjoyed the show. Ethan opened up, and my brother, of course, has been doing it for 36 years. He kind of knows what he's doing.
Yeah.
It's funny. People afterwards would be like, oh, your brother is, he's really a comedian, you know? So it was really a good event. We are building. I think we're going to do it again next year. The facility actually said they really enjoyed having us and want us to come back and do it again next year. So we will do another event in July, and we're going to have a little bit of a different twist on it, but it's a great event. It's a lot of fun. There's not a lot of comedy up here, but I'm actually currently working with some local folks that want to do some open mic nights with comedy.
Wow.
and maybe make it more of a thing in the area so that people can get out and enjoy a laugh or two.
Maybe you can find some locals who would put together an improv group. My son, John, is a part of a 6 or 7 person improv group in Bayfield called Lost in the Woods, and they do, not weekly, but a couple times a month, they do gigs around the Bayfield and Ashland counties, and they do a great job. They have a lot of fun with it.
Yeah, they are a lot of fun, the improv groups.
Yeah. Well, fall is almost here, but it's feeling a lot like it this week. What's going on there in Florence County right now?
Well, we had a really great Labor Day weekend. My wife and I were able to get out on the boat, out on the UTV. We even went golfing. It was the first time for her in like 5 years. So, you know, the Spread Eagle Golf Course was reopened this year. They're going to close October 1st because the owner's daughter, who actually runs the facility, is getting married and is going to be gone. So that's why they're closing a little early. But the course, it looks great. You know, but that was on Monday and it was 78 degrees and it was beautiful. And then as we're recording this and as we're getting later in the week, it's definitely cooling off. And I made a run down to Long Lake this week and you can start to see that the colors are going to start changing. It's a little bit early for me, but you know what? Mother Nature is going to do what Mother Nature is going to do. So I think we're going to see early change and I'm going to start reporting on them with Travel Wisconsin. And we'll see what happens. They're going to be beautiful. And there are so many ways to really enjoy the colors up here. You know, we have the scenic overlook at Kai's Peak. We have the Rustic Road 74. It's a 32.5-mile loop that runs between C and Highway 139 down in the fence area. But it's absolutely beautiful with the colors. You can hike. If you're an equestrian, bring your horse up. We have trails that you can enjoy the colors that way. You can certainly hike. We have a new fat tire bike trail on the top of Kai's Peak. It's almost 4 miles long. It's just about to open for the colors. Just a lot of different ways to come up and enjoy being out there, the colors and the fresh air. And, you know, there's still all the waterfalls you can go to check out. 2 weeks ago, I went out and did a little trout fishing with a buddy of mine and not a huge catch, but you know, it's kind of nice when you pull in the first rainbow of the year. So It's been a beautiful couple of weeks. It's going to stay beautiful, a little bit cool. But, you know, that's nice when you're out there hiking and you're sweating on the trail and, you know, you got a nice breeze. And
yeah, and you folks have fabulous trails. I have been on some of them. I've hunted up there. I have visited a couple of the waterfalls myself. It really is a paradise, I guess, is a fair way to describe it without exaggerating in Northeast Wisconsin. And you've got some events coming up, something going on this weekend and then on the 11th, right?
We do. Saturday the 6th, the Stieber Memorial Camel Event fundraiser out at Stieber Farms. They have huge farm fields out there and they're bringing in the Iron Mountain Prop Busters. They're an RC club and they have these planes. Some of them are really pretty big, but they're fantastic. I went out and actually flew one of the planes myself last year. They're saying, hey, come on out, check it out. Watch what we're doing with the planes, with all the tricks and all that stuff. We're even going to give you, you know, some food. They're going to do like burgers and hot dogs and that kind of stuff. And they're just asking for donations for camo. And Kids and Mentors Outdoors, I know it's something that you love and I love it and I want to see more of it. So they're going to do it annually. So this is the first year. Last year they did it, but nobody really knew about it. This year they're actually really marketing it. I think you're going to see it grow over the next couple of years.
I hope so. Yeah. RC, of course, is radio control planes. We're not talking about a cola drink here.
Yeah, right.
RC planes. And then you've got something coming up on the 11th, actually commemorating September 11th, right?
We do. We do four music in the parks with the Chamber of Commerce. This is our last one. Happened to fall on September 11th. And we have the Roadhouse 139. They come up with their food trailer. We've had well over 100 people at the last couple of events. The canine unit asked if they could come and put out their merch and they're going to actually have Canine Rambo stop by to do a little bit of a meet and greet. And they're kind of in the throes of their big rifle raffle, which I can certainly talk about. But we also have the fire department and the EMS. They'll also participate. And all first responders are being provided a meal for free from the Roadhouse 139. So it's definitely commemorative. It could turn into something more where this is, you know, an annual event. I'm pretty excited about it. We just pray for good weather, that it works out. And if it doesn't, then we have a rain date of the 18th. But as far as the canine unit goes, we actually have two canines, Raji and Rambo, and they started last Saturday. They started their rifle raffle, which is their big annual event. They sell 4,000 tickets, and they've sold them out the last couple of years. Last week on Saturday alone, they sold 700. That broke the first day record down at the Roadhouse for their big opener for the season. So they're going to be at our event. I know they're going to be at the Fence Post on September 13th. And then in October, they're going to be at Aurora Liquors. And then at the filling station in October. And then finally, in November on the 23rd, they're going to do the raffle at the CNR Bar in Aurora. And I sent over the list of the rifles and shotguns and that they're raffling. And I've seen the number one gun, and it's pretty impressive. And it's only $5 each for the tickets, 5 for $20. Ooh. You know, if you're in town, in the county, you can pick them up all around the county. So,
and you got to pick these up in person, right?
Well, yeah, you have to pick the tickets up in person, but you don't have to be present at the drawing, you know?
Yeah, that's a deal. I mean, I've been involved in a lot of gun raffles, and for $5, the odds here are not bad. How many tickets altogether? 4,000, you said?
4,000, yeah.
But they've got 8 really special guns here. The one that Eric mentioned, Marlin 1895 4570. They've got a Browning X-Bolt, 2 Tika guns, Beretta, another Browning X-Bolt, and the calibers here, 270, 30-06, 6.5 Creedmoor, and that 4570. These are all classic, useful deer and other big game calibers. So it's right. A deal. Yeah, I ought to swing up. I'm not going to be in your area, but if I was, I would grab some tickets myself. Not that I need a new gun or another gun. But, yeah.
Well, we need to get you up here anyway.
Yeah, so. For sure. Well, what else can we say about what's going on in Florence County here before we let you go?
You know, we're coming into the colors, and they're going to run through probably mid-October. I don't have the details, but I know the 101 is going to be doing their annual poker run on September 27th. That's a Saturday. You know, then we get into October. I'm hearing rumblings from the Blue Ox Trail Riders that they may be doing a Booyah event with the poker run more towards the mid or end of October. I think you're going to see a couple of more of those type of events pop up in the next 30 days. We want to keep it busy right through until whitetail season, and there were a bunch of bear hunters where I wasn't down in Long Lake. They were getting ready for the season. It just started this week. People are getting pretty pumped. Some friends of mine are getting excited about getting out there for some partridge, as am I, and, you know, the end of trout. There's just a lot going on right now, along with Packer season. So
there you go. Yeah.
Yeah.
There aren't enough hours in the day, as they say.
No.
Well, Eric, thank you so much. We will send people up your way for your events and just for the colors and the opportunity to get outdoors and really have some open space that you can enjoy where you're not crowded with a lot of other people enjoying the same thing.
And you can go to exploreflorencecounty.com. We're looking at doing some updates on that website, but it has a ton of content. Go to exploreflorencecounty.com. It talks about, you know, where you can stay, where you can dine. We update the events on a regular basis, Wendy and I. She's over at the visitor center, and the ladies over there help me out with that. So we try to keep everybody informed, but by all means, if anybody has any questions about anything Florence related, they can either email me or call me. All my information can be found out on the websites, either exploreflorencecounty.com or my new EDC website, which is growflorencecounty.com.
All right. Well, Eric, thanks so much. We will talk again next month for sure.
Sounds great. Thanks a lot, Dan.
You're quite welcome. Folks, that was Eric Prince. He is the director of the Florence County Economic Development. He's also president of the Florence County Chamber of Commerce. And you can learn all about things we talked about and more on their website, exploreflorencecounty.com. I'm Dan Small. You are listening to Outdoors Radio.
We see you out there, doing things your way. So why do you buy from the same retail giants as everyone else when you could be getting the same trusted products you want and need at the lowest possible prices from a family-owned company you can be proud to shop with? Be an original and head to Blaine's Farm and Fleet to find value on the things you value, in-store or online, with convenient same-day delivery or drive-through pickup, right here at Blaine's Farm and Fleet. Be an original.
For the nonprofit Ruffed Grouse Society, the well-being of the ruffed grouse and American woodcock is a special priority. But the Society's conservation work benefits more than just these two game birds. The organization's programs help a long list of other young forest wildlife, including songbirds that must have thick, brushy habitat to survive. For more information about forest wildlife habitat management, contact the Ruffed Grouse Society toll-free at 888-JOIN-RGS.
Enjoy the ultimate shooting experience at the Range of Richfield, your one-stop shop for all shooters. Just north of the Richfield Cabela's store on Helson Drive, the Range of Richfield offers 12 state-of-the-art 25-yard indoor shooting lanes for all pistol and common rifle loads, classes in home defense, basic handgun and concealed carry, a retail shop, trophy mount display, and more in a welcoming, family-friendly setting. Open daily except Monday to the public and members. Your ultimate shooting experience, therangewi.com.
Hi, my name is Dr. Allie Anderson, an audiologist with professional hearing care. I myself know how much fun it is to be at deer camp telling stories and playing cards. However, when you have a hearing loss, it can be very difficult and taxing on the brain long term. If you or a loved one has been experiencing hearing loss or tinnitus, give our clinic a call at 608-292-4916 or go to profhearingcare.com to book a free consultation.
Outdoor Radio is brought to you by Beast Gear, industry leaders in lightweight mobile hunting climbing sticks, tree stands, and accessories. Our patented tree stands are forged from a solid billet of aluminum, creating an ultra-lightweight and efficient mobile hunting system that maximizes portability and durability. Stop watching missed opportunities from a distance. Get mobile with Beast Gear climbing sticks, tree stands, and accessories at huntingbeastgear.com.
Step outside, let us be your guide. Florence County, Wisconsin.
Plan some trail riding fun in Florence County. Try the 17-acre ATV park with hills, mud puddles, and dunes near Fisher Lake. Hike to 3 waterfalls from Trail F5, 60-foot breakwater falls, 22-foot LaSalle falls, and Washburn falls. Camping options include several ATV-UTV-friendly campgrounds. Come take a ride. For more info, go to the recreation tab at exploreflorencecounty.com.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. We're brought to you by Cedar Lake Sales on Highway 33 West in West Bend and on the web at cedarlakesales.com. By Crestliner Boats at crestliner.com. By Mercury Marine at mercurymarine.com. And you can see the latest Crestliner boats and Merc outboards at Cedar Lake Sales in West Bend. And they've got a clearance sale going on now on 2025 model year boats and pontoons. They got some real bargains, including a boat of the week. Look for it on their homepage. They are also taking storage reservations, and they're open to everyone. They will fill up. So if you want a spot, better contact them soon. We're also brought to you by Professional Hearing Care, LLC, of Mauston, La Crosse, Westby, Fitchburg, and Green Bay, profhearingcare.com. By Blaine's Farm and Fleet, serving Wisconsin, Illinois, Iowa, and Michigan, with 45 locations and everything you need for life in the Midwest. You can shop online anytime at farmandfleet.com. By Huntworth Gear, engineered for performance and available at Blaine's Farm and Fleet and other retailers. HuntworthGear.com. And we're also brought to you by Beast Gear, industry leaders in lightweight climbing sticks and tree stands, an efficient mobile hunting system that maximizes portability and durability. HuntingBeastGear.com. If our TV show Outdoor Wisconsin is not on the air where you live, you can always watch past episodes at MilwaukeePBS.org. And my annual Deer Hunt Wisconsin TV special is available on our Deer Hunt Wisconsin TV YouTube channel. You can watch several years' worth of shows there. If you missed any dates, websites, or phone numbers we mentioned, you can always listen online at lake-link.com/radio, and you can subscribe to our podcast or download any episode going back a year or so. Our show is also available as a podcast on many platforms, including outdoornews.com/podcast. On social media, you can find us at Hardwater Jeff and Dan Small Outdoors. Our theme music is by Warren Nelson. Warren's next performance is Friday, September 19th at the Harbor Table in Washburn. Come for the show, which starts at 4 p.m., and stay for the fish fry. For more on Warren and his music, visit warrennelson.com. I'm Dan Small. We'll catch up with Jeff Kelm next week. In the meantime, you get outside this weekend and be sure to join us again next week for Outdoors Radio.
When my wrist gets a little chilly. on the gunnel. When my lazy Ike is just too lazy to lure. When the worms go dry in the coffee can, honey, I'll be trolling.